We've just been joined by Bobby Oddie. Morning, Bobby Oddie.
Good morning.
How are you?
I'm fine, thank you.
Now, have you, last time we spoke, you were doing a show, weren't you?
Yes, I'm coming back in on the 20th of this month to tell you all about the show that I'm in. I'll be seeing you at Ventnor Winter Gardens. But today I've come in to talk to you about what I do work-wise. So I work for a company called HTP Training. I work down at our Little London Centre, which is in Newport. And this week we've got an open day. I think it's the 2nd of June from 10 till 4.
Blimey, all out without a script.
I know. How good is that? Didn't even take a breath.
You've learned your lines, haven't you? That's what you've done.
Yes, I've done lines.
Okay. Do you do this thing often, you know, the open days?
Yes, we do. We do have quite a few open days. All the staff are there. People can come in, have a look around the centre. This is a centre purely for students aged between 16 and 18. We run lots and lots of different courses. So I can tell you a little bit about the courses that we run.
Sure.
We run a nail course, so you can come in and train to be a nail technician. We do business administration, so you can come in and do a business administration course. We do fitness, health and social care, childcare, and professional cookery. So there's quite a range of what we do in the centre. It's in one half of the centre has all the teaching classrooms. So we do all our theory and main core to the actual qualifications in that part of the building. And in the other part of the building, we've got the nail salon, we've got a 10-man kitchen, and we've got a professional gym over there. So,
I have actually been in a couple of years ago, and I did see all of these wonderful places where you can go and learn. The nail technician bar was there. I saw that, and I saw somebody was doing some mechanics outside, or were they just doing something on somebody's car?
No, I don't think
she was doing something, and she was underneath. This girl was doing it underneath. She had overalls on. She had oil all over, and she said, someone brought the car in, and I'm just tinkering with it underneath.
No, we don't do mechanics. There's a garage round the corner that do mechanics.
I think she was doing it on the side, doing jobs on the side. How brilliant is that? You've got all the stuff there and all the equipment there to do all of these things. And I'm guessing you're helping an array of youngsters between 16 and 18. How many did you help? How many did you have on your books
We normally,
at one time?
For this year, so they started last September, they finish in July. We've had about 90 students.
Wow.
And that's what makes us unique. We're smaller than the college. So if somebody went to the college and found that environment too big for them, this is a perfect opportunity for them to come and have a look round. Our classes are smaller, so we can give more, you know, support for learners that find a big environment too much. We teach them about life skills as well, that they have to be there on time. They have to dress appropriately and communicate well. We teach them a number of things as well as the course.
Brilliant. It's probably a lot less like school.
Oh, it's not like school at all. It's more like a college environment. That's right. What it's like. It's nice and relaxed, but we are quite strict with being on time.
Sure.
And making sure that their attendance is up together, because what we're actually trying to do is prepare them for work. So a lot of the courses that they attend have work placement. So we fix them up to go out and do work placement in different areas. We actually had a student came here for a little while with you, to gain different work skills.
Okay. So how do you deal with someone that is late on a regular basis?
We have a late book that they have to sign into. If that continues, we'd actually have a meeting with them to make sure that they're aware that, you know, if their lesson starts at 9 o'clock, they have to be here at 9 o'clock. It could be that they may, you know, have problems with transport. So we would just sit down and find out why they are actually being late. There is consequences, because, you know, when they start work, you can't kind of
Absolutely.
Be late. You have to be on time. So
Absolutely.
That's what we're teaching them.
And it's probably, you know, we've had an array of people through our books, and it's probably the biggest bugbear of all is getting youngsters to work on time.
Yeah, definitely.
And I don't know why that is. I mean, because, yeah, we have a perfectly good bus system on the island, and you know, you can't use that as an excuse. So,
no.
But I think it just highlights just how much help these youngsters do need.
Mm.
You know, that point between leaving school and getting a job. And that's basically, that's what you are. You're a hub in between.
Yeah, that's what we're doing. We're helping them. You know, we've had several students that have come to us and gone on, ended up, you know, if they've done professional cookery, they've ended up in that line of work and they've gone on to do, you know, really good things. So doing a course like this will make that transition from school into work. So it actually gives them the confidence to attend interviews, make sure, like I say, that they are dressed correctly. Their CVs are all up together, so we help them put together a CV. And hopefully, you know, they go on with those skills that we've taught them, will stay with them right the way through their working life.
Do you know, I look at things, because you have to, things, just talking to Ali just now about change and about the way we should change, we should embrace it. Things have changed massively since I left school, and we weren't taught enough things that would bode well on the outside. And so it's almost like now, I mean, we're still waiting until they're 16 before we say, okay, do you want to, you're going to learn how to cook, you're going to learn how to do this and this. Do you think there'll ever come a time when people like HCP are actually in the schools or based in the schools, or have youngsters on a week release so they don't wait until they're 16?
Yeah, we do actually have, sometimes we do have the schools come round. We do, at the end of the training kind of like course, we do like an school event where they can come in and they do, it's called like Arts Blast Week, and they come in, they trial all our courses. So if somebody comes in from school and then they decide, you know, they might not be that age yet ready to come to HTP, but they've been in, they've seen the environment, and then later on they might turn around and say, well, yeah, I'd like to do a course with HTP now that I've been in and seen what it's like.
Yeah,
so
sure.
we do do that. We try to liaise with the schools quite often.
It's brilliant. I mean, because you obviously realise that there is a bit of an issue here, and instead of saying, right, okay, come on board when you're 16, let's go back a little bit further, because let's be honest, we had three youngsters that were 14 year old girls. One of them could cook, the others couldn't. They said they'd make a sandwich if ever their parents went away, and they were late. They couldn't cook anything. They couldn't make anything. You think, how sad is that? You're 14.
Yeah.
They were sensible.
Yeah.
So maybe it's a case of, don't wait till we're 16. Let's go back a little bit. So it'd be great if HTP and others alike are getting more involved with the schools.
Yes, definitely.
So to alleviate the problem, because otherwise, if we wait until we're 16, you know that it's your job's probably the hardest.
Yeah, because that transition, isn't it?
Yes,
from leaving school, you know, coming to us and then starting work, because the work environment is so different from school. And if you're not prepared for that, that is quite a shock. But that's why with most of our courses we actually do work placements. So we take them out, and they might not just do one work placement, they might go between a couple so that they've worked with different employers, different work environments, so that they, you know, they do realise the importance of, you know, all those main skills, being on time, dressed appropriately, and communicating
well. I mean, what you do is a vital link in today's community. It really is. It's sad that we have to have, you know, that, because you think that, you know, normality is that the parents do their job and the teachers do their job.
Yeah.
And when they get to 16, all of that is easy peasy lemon squeezy. But it's not. So we're addressing the problem, and I say it's absolutely vital, the work that you're doing. So way to go, you. If there's 16-year-olds out there that are, you know, or parents are worried about what they're going to do,
come in and have a chat to us.
How do they get hold of you?
Right, okay, so we're down at Little London in Newport. We have an open day on the 2nd of June from 10 till 4, but our office telephone number is 824930, and they can ring us up, they can have a chat to us. You know, parents, get on the phone if you're not sure what your child may be doing when they leave school, and come in and meet us and see what they think.
Is that your phone or mine?
That's not
it's
my
yours,
phone.
Isn't it?
It's yours. My iPad,
Alison, it's yours.
Oh, it's not my phone.
You need to go to HTP
you
and
do,
retrain.
To learn. You're not allowed to have your phone on.
Do you take 50-somethings? there is an issue here with you and your phone, isn't there?
It's not my phone, it's my iPad.
Right, same thing. See, I bet you get all these excuses all the
time.
Well,
we do. But we get rid of them. We remove the phones so they can't be on their phones as well.
It's Is there a website we can check out?
Yes, HTP Training. There is a website. Just literally log on at HTP Training. All the information's on there. But just if in doubt, give us a call. The telephone number again is 824930.
Okay, and can they just turn up on Thursday?
Yeah, they can just turn up on Thursday. It's an open day all day. Just call him.
Who turns up? Mum?
Mum,
kids?
Dad?
Everybody.
Auntie, everybody,
right.
You can all come in, have a look round, see what you think.
Okay, brilliant. Thanks for coming in.
Lovely.
Stay where you are because I need a picture for the website. Is that all
okay,
right?
Okay, yeah,
right.
That's fine.
Okay, brilliant. Thank you for now. Bobby Oddie.